Hey, y'all, it's Aaron from the Underground Railroad. You are tuning in to another great show on the 4EYED Radio Network. To listen to more of this show and other great shows, tune into www.4eyedradio.com.
That's right, kids. This is your good pal, Steve-O, from 4EYED Radio Network. I'm here to talk about a great person. Now, think about it. Who are you going to call when your logo looks like shit? You want a kick-ass logo. You want people to see your logo and go, you know what? That's an awesome logo. I wonder who did that logo. Well, I'll tell you who could do your logos for you. Check out Raven Designs. Special care of your work. Special inquiries? Check her out. She's got everything. RavenCruise.com is the place to go because you want a kick-ass logo. You want to stand above the rest. I guarantee it. You hear this song in the background? You know these guys have a kick-ass logo. It's a recognizable logo. And I guarantee it, if Raven was back in that time period, she probably would have made it for them. And they would have been like, hells yeah, people know who we are because we got Raven Designs behind us. Check out RavenCruise.com if you want a kick-ass logo for business cards. Maybe you want to put it on a car. These guys did. Maybe you want to put it on your building. You want something kick-ass. You want something that people can see and just go, this is awesome. Check out RavenCruise.com. And you know what? Do it. Do it right now. You got nothing else going on for you right now. Get a kick-ass logo. Check out her artwork, RavenCruise.com.
Starting to snooze, had a cigarette and a cup of tea. I looked in the mirror, what did I see? A 9-stone weakling with knobbly knees. I did my knees, bent press ups, touched my toes. Had another sneeze and I blew my nose. I looked in the mirror at my pigeon chest. I had to pull up my clothes because it made me depressed.
Right, it's that time again, kiddos, to get your comic book collection out and dust off the old Uncle Bucks, and it's all a new episode of Long Box Cast. This is episode number 19. We are recording on the 27th of July, so we basically just waited to record this up until the point that we got everything from San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of stuff. A lot of things have come out. We are going to talk about a lot of stuff on this one. I know some news is actually for maybe another podcast. It's just kind of one tidbit, I would say, but I'll probably bring it up again there as well. But this will be airing on July 31st, so if you're listening to now, it's July 31st. Harry Potter's birthday, which I love how everyone knows Harry Potter's birthday, but my birthday is before him, and I'm older than him, and I'm actually real. So, what the fuck, America? What the fuck? Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle. Kyle, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Kyle, before we jump into all this craziness, you finally got to hear yourself for the first time on the podcast, and you were like, I sound weird.
Yeah, not used to hearing my own voice. I was just telling you, I asked my fiance, do I always sound so nerdy-like? And she goes, yes. Yes, you do. And that hurt a little bit, but I think I'll live.
Well, it shouldn't
like
hurt
Wolverine.
You. Shouldn't hurt you too much, right? I mean, you obviously have been dating with her for a while. You now are engaged. I mean, everybody's getting that.
Oh, well, yeah. But, you know, just... But you know what? I'm still here. I'm still doing a podcast, so it didn't hurt me that much.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, this is your third consecutive episode. And this is good.
Did we count the first one, though?
Was it what?
Did we count the first one?
I count it just because I like to hear myself talk.
All right. Well,
if you haven't figured this out by now,
I'll count it.
If you haven't figured it out, Kyle, I'm kind of a dick. So.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, believe me. If you meet me in person, you're like, why am I doing a podcast with this kid? Anyways, you can find us on longboxcast.com, part of the 4i Radio Network, The Fern. For more information, visit 4iradio.com. You can also listen to the show at 4iradio.com. You can find us on Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mural Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. Also, if you have iTunes and you like to listen to all your stuff from, you know, the iTunes marketplace, go ahead and subscribe, not only to our podcast, but all the other podcasts on the network, and drop us a little comment. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, tell us if you even think we know our comic book facts. Go on, I dare you, America. Also, we're brought to you by Raven Designs, illustrations and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiry, visit ravencruise.com. Also, don't forget, I do have to say this, Raven Cruise was also at San Diego Comic-Con this year. I'm kind of hoping, like, I'll talk to her, and maybe next week, because we'll have to do, like, a three-way Google Hangout, because she's in California. Maybe we'll get her on the show and have her talk about her experience at San Diego Comic-Con. Somebody will basically be like, on the floor, you know, kind of thing. Also, who's also at San Diego Comic-Con as well, was Comic Care Comics, that foundation that gets comic books for kids, gives them to them in the hospital, takes donations of all kind of comic books, so kids, when they're in the hospital and they have nothing else to do, they can read comic books. So if you want to check them out, just go to comiccare.org. And then, let's see, before we dive into anything, I did not do my homework this week. I'm just going to put it out there, America.
Ooh, you didn't do your homework.
What do I care? I'm still going to graduate with a 3.0 average. Or is it 0.3?
Yeah, I'll let you figure that one out.
I'm not very good at math.
Yeah, neither was I.
Okay. But yes, I did not watch Arrow. I don't know if I want to watch Arrow now, because there was something that popped up on San Diego Comic-Con where I just said, Arrow, go fuck yourself. Because not only are they taking Harley Quinn and putting her in the show, but they decided to take Ra's al Ghul now and put him in the Arrow show. And I'm just like, you know what? What is Gotham going to have? You're taking everything from Batman, because Arrow, apparently, you have no villains. What's the deal? Aaron, maybe you could... Kyle, maybe I just called you Aaron from... Starfleet Escape Podcast. This is awesome. Starting off great today. Kyle, you watch Arrows. What would be the reason behind this?
All right. Well, first off, I'm actually just hearing this for the first time, so I'm actually pretty excited about it, unlike you, apparently. But they actually have been hinting at Ra's al Ghul all last season. Like, they've been name-dropping him left and right, been like, oh, you know, because... The Black Archer, he was apparently, you know, like, working for Ra's for a little bit and whatnot. So, I expect that. Harley Quinn, on the other hand, she did have one little cameo in the, what are they called? Suicide Squad episode.
Mm.
Where you don't see her, you just hear her. And she was played by Tara Strong, who does her voice from, the Batman animated series. So that was kind of cool. So,
wow,
I'm
really?
A little surprised. But I'm actually quite interested to see how they pull this one off.
Very good, very good. Also at Phoenix Comic, or God damn, I am so off my game. I'm just gonna edit this. It'll be like at San Diego. I'll have to go over and like dub my own voice in. Oh God, I'm terrible today. I am terrible. I think I'm gonna be honest. I have a lot on my mind right now. It's the last day, because I don't do a video game podcast, because I still got to find a co-host, but if you're a gamer, I don't know if you've played this at all, but the Destiny beta came out.
I've heard about it. I've seen a lot of people tweeting about it, but I actually have not played it.
Fantastic. I like it. I haven't played, I guess, the multiplayer mode, so I can't really judge all of it, but I do like the little bit of the story mode. It's like a cross between basically Halo, obviously, because it's by Bungie, but okay. And Borderlands.
Interesting.
But it's pretty fun, so I'll throw that out there, just to get it out of the way or whatnot. So that was actually what I was doing before we jumped on. I was playing. Matthew jumped on. He's like, "Let's play Destiny." I'm like, "Yeah," because I haven't played with anybody. It's kind of weird because like you're running around, and then there's like other players still like. So you're doing story mode stuff, but then there's other players just like running around and stuff like that. So it's kind of bizarre, and it's kind of not, and you can kind of team up with people or just help people out. You know, you don't even have to be on your team. Because I saw some guy, he kept, like, getting killed, so I kept, like, reviving him and everything like that. And then I just like, all right, see you later. And then I took off. It was just like, but I wasn't even part of his party. So it's kind of interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyways, back to San Diego Comic-Con. Not only speaking of Arrow, but they also did a lot with The Flash this year. Because Flash is premiering in this fall, I believe September. Is that when all shows are starting in September?
Yes, except for the Agent Carter TV series, which I believe starts in January.
Okay. That one's, I think, it's weird. It's like, I gotta catch up on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. because everyone said, like, it changed, it got better, and next season's gonna be amazing because it takes pretty much place after all the stuff that happens with Captain America. Plus, it's probably leading up to everything that's gonna happen in the Age of Ultron, and who knows, they'll probably even tease upon stuff with Ant-Man as well, and all that kind of stuff. But, Agent Carter, I'm actually kind of excited to actually watch. Hopefully they kind of, let's see what happens with that. But, yeah, so speaking of that, so Marvel's getting into the game, finally. They have, like, two shows that are coming out, you know, or not two shows, but they'll have two TV shows, basically, on, finally. DC also has the same thing, but then also DC, not only is it on WB, but DC's releasing another one, Gotham. So that should be interesting as well. That looks really good. So we'll see how that one goes. I saw the teaser trailer for that finally. I was like, oh, they're doing a good job with this. But yeah, so the Flash I'm super excited for. I think they teased upon a couple more villains that might be coming to the Flash universe in the TV show as well. Do you know anybody else that's coming or no?
All I really know about is Weather Wizard and Captain Cold.
Okay, I did not hear about whether or not Wizard.
If you watch the 5-minute teaser trailer thing that they got going on, there's a guy who creates hurricanes, and I'm pretty sure that's Weather Wizard.
Are you sure? I think that's a trickster. No, I'm just kidding. I was just waiting for you to finally call like bullshit out on me or something like that.
I'm like, wait. Wait, Trickster, I don't remember him messing with hurricanes, unless, of course, he's got, like, a hurricane in a bag thing or something like that.
He can do what he wants, you know? He's a... Yeah, so a lot of DC stuff. So one of the biggest DC things that came out, I think it was last night, it finally hit the interwebs. A picture started coming out, finally, and it looks like Zack Snyder decided to give everyone... I think Zack Snyder's been actually doing a pretty good job with teasing everybody with this movie. You know, he came up with all the little bit of... you know, here's a Batman picture, here's a Superman picture, and then Comic-Con, who's just kind of like, okay, well, you're not getting this movie until, what, next year? No, not even next year, 2016. So he's just going to keep on teasing us. But he gave us something that I didn't even expect. I expected, like, maybe he was finally going to show us, you know, maybe, I forget who else is going to be in the film. I think Martian Manhunter, but finally they gave us, like, the Wonder Woman costume. I think it looks fantastic. I like how it looks like the new 52 one, as like you just said before we started the show. I like how it's like armor, you know, like, and I think she looks pretty good in it. I like the fact that they went with, I don't know what else she's been in. This is the first time I've heard of her, but that usually was what happens is they're probably like little parts here and there, and then this movie comes out, and then everybody's going to want to cast them. But hopefully they stick with her. I think they already plan on doing a Wonder Woman movie. So. What are your takes on the costume?
I love it. It looks like a Wonder Woman costume. I can't wait to see it. But I actually have seen her in something else. She was in the Fast and the Furious movie series.
Okay, that's probably why I didn't. I don't recognize her then, because I think I've only seen one of those movies. I'm not even trying to be like that dick who's just like, oh, I don't like Fast and Furious. Like, I literally have only seen one movie, and I think it was the first one. So. Heck, no, seriously, if I got famous and they were like, hey, Steve, we're doing Fast like 10, you want to be in? I'm going to go, yeah. I don't know anything about cars, but I don't care. I'm like, I'm going to get a shit ton of money, so let's do this. yeah, so of course, what we're getting at is some of the pictures that finally came out was Batman Superman. And if you haven't seen the little teaser trailer, I say highly recommend checking it out before they take it off the interwebs. But basically is I mean, a lot of the video qualities has been pretty shitty. Like, because it's like basically the two videos I've seen is one on one side of the room at an angle, and then the other one on the opposite side of the room of the angle, and I'm just sitting there going, like, is there a guy in the middle who could have just taken one? And then we could do, like, a 3D panoramic view or whatnot, but I think it looks great. I like the concept. All of a sudden, it's basically just raining, and then all of a sudden you see Batman, but it's like he's got the white glowing eyes, and you're like, oh shit, and you kind of see his face, and you're kind of looking at it going like, oh, this is really weird looking. For a lot of people who don't know the comic, you will not recognize this Batman mask. Everybody who's pretty much, I would say, our generation and beyond, I know everybody, as soon as they saw it, everybody said the same thing in the thing. Holy fucking shit, he's doing this. What I'm getting at is basically the armor that Ben Affleck is wearing as Batman in this scene is the armor from The Dark Knight Returns. And it's the armor that he uses when he fights Superman. So I'm pretty sure they're really actually doing this justice right now. But it's really cool. You see Batman kind of flick the switch for the bat symbol, and he's just kind of standing there waiting. And all of a sudden it's a flash, and there's Superman right there, and then Superman's eyes. Now, a lot of people don't realize this. I believe this is the first time that we're actually getting to see Batman and Superman on screen together, the first time ever on the big screen.
Wait, do we count the Lego movie?
Okay, if you count the Lego movie, then no. Then this is the second time.
All right.
But I think it looks pretty good. I know it's just a teaser trailer. We really can't go much off. What I could say, though, is I like the costumes. I like the design right now, and I like the look and feel of the movie. If that's the way they're going with it. I can't really judge anything yet because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Ben Affleck looks good in the Batman costume. We've seen a couple of times, but we still don't know what he's going to sound like. We don't know if he's going to change his voice. We don't know if he's going to do Christian Bale. We don't know yet, so we can't really judge on his acting experience. We don't know how he's going to be. Like, hands down, him being Bruce Wayne, I know Ben Affleck can pull it off. I think he can play pretty good Bruce Wayne. Like, Bruce Wayne is like, there's only two other, I think, the only other actor that I thought that played a really good Bruce Wayne was Michael Keaton. In the movies, I should say. But we'll see what happens. What are your thoughts? Have you seen the little bit of this trailer?
I tried watching it right before we started recording, but it got taken down, sadly.
Mm. Okay, that's what happens.
Yeah, but I have seen, you know, like, picture stills of it. I've seen the Batman with the white eyes, which I think is awesome, because if you read comic books and you see some characters with their masks on, their eyes are completely white. So I think that's a cool little shout out to the comics. And then, you know, seeing Superman just flying up above, getting ready to heat vision the crud out of Batman is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I mean, granted, yes, we have to wait till, like, you know, who knows how long. We have to wait till, you know, 2016 at this point. But I think if Zack Snyder keeps doing what he's doing, where he keeps giving us little teases and tastes and stuff like that, like, he's not really giving us anything. Because right now, it's like, you see that little bit, and you're just like, is that even going to be in the movie? Is that just something he did as a test to be like, look, I'm not going to fuck this up for you guys. I'm trying to do the best I can, and we don't know. He could just be dropping these little things, and then when we see the first trailer, which I'm pretty sure we might see the next trailer at next year's San Diego Comic-Con. But we'll see what happens. But with the internet being where it is, I think he's doing a great job of just kind of like, oh, here's this, here's that, you know, boom. Oh, you like that? Oh, you gave me shit for doing, what I did with Superman? Well, fuck you. Look at Batman. He's got armor now. Oh, what armor is that? Oh, is that Frank Miller's armor? Suck my dick. Suck my Zack Snyder. You know, even though I'm pretty sure he's probably like a cool guy, I would never say that. I'm trying to think. Anything else from DC that came out that was pretty like, holy crap? Because I know they did a lot of push for all their TV shows this coming out, and then the Batman Superman movie. I don't know if they dropped. No, they didn't drop a list of all the movies that were coming out. They did that a while ago, though.
I know there was rumors about The Rock saying he was going to make some type of announcement at a Comic-Con or something. He said he couldn't say it at the time, but his hint was say the word, which, you know, kind of led me to believe Shazam or Black Adam, but I haven't heard anything else about that yet.
Which is funny, because there's another podcast on our network. We both had the same like idea at the same time. Straight Out of Austin was talking about this, and I was like, I don't really want to see Dwayne Rock Johnson. Like, I have nothing against the guy. I think he's a very funny actor when he does stuff. He can be a very, you know, badass. Like that Hercules movie looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's just, I think he's just a very, like, you know, grounded person. Like, he hasn't let anything, you know, like, fucked with him, where he's just all like, oh, I'm the best, I can kick some ass. But when they were talking about him being in the DC universe, I'm like, okay, cool, what are you going to have him as? And then when people are like Green Lantern, I'm like, oh, please don't make him the Green Lantern. I'm not saying he can't pull it off. I'm not saying that. I'm just like, I just don't see him as Green Lantern. And then me and Carlisle from Straight Out of Austin, Prometheus, he was all like, he mentioned it too. He's all like, oh, I'd love to see him play Shazam. And I was like, oh, that would be such a good pick, because he's done children's movie. He knows how to act goofy. And if you guys don't know what Shazam is, basically, he's a little boy. He's about, like, what, 10, 15 years old, maybe 12, something around, like early teens. Basically gets powers, you know, from a wizard, because he basically has to fight another, like, version of him called the Black, you know, Shazam or Black Adam or whatever everyone keeps calling. You know, there's so many different versions of it. Because, I mean, what is his name? He's been called Shazam. He's been called Captain Marvel. There's so many names for this character. But basically, when he becomes Shazam, yeah, he's super powerful and everything that, but he still has the mindset of a kid. And I think Dwayne can pull that off pretty well. So I didn't see anything come out, really, that he is Shazam, but he did mention that.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything else mentioned yet. Maybe we'll probably hear something tonight, if we're lucky, but I don't know. I think that's it for DC. I don't remember anything else being announced other than, you know, just the TV series and
the Batman and Superman stuff.
Yeah.
And then I know Marvel's been undergoing a lot of stuff, not only in the movie universe, the television universe, but also the comic book universe. Apparently, not only did they release four new versions of basically four of the Avengers, the new Iron Man, the new Captain America, the new Thor, but then they also did something with Hulk, where the Hulk now is basically, he's intelligent, kind of almost like the Gray Hulk. Like, he's not, he has kind of control over his, like, his brain now.
Didn't they do that back during World War Hulk? He seemed pretty smart to me when he was trying to, you know, just kill the Illuminati.
That's true. That is very true. I'm going to grump on... I'm just jumping on Facebook real quick because I just remembered. I didn't write down the thing, but I know I posted it. But Marvel already has given us a plan, apparently, of the next couple of years of what we could expect from the Marvel Universe movie-wise. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything official. I think they would have said something about that at the Marvel panel, but I don't think they did. But the list that you got there, I mean, it's very plausible.
Well, this is the thing. Three of them have been confirmed. Or at least four of them have been confirmed. May 1st, 2015 is Avengers Age of Ultron. I mean, we've been hearing that for about a couple of, like, you know, right when the second movie, or the first movie came out, they were like, we're doing a sequel. Ant-Man has been in talks forever. May 6, 2016, I don't know if that's true. It's actually supposed to be coming out the same year as Avengers. And I believe...
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out, like, August, right after Avengers.
Okay. Oh no! Wait. My bad. I'm reading all this crap wrong. Okay, that's why it's the. That's what I love. The date. The date is on top and everything. Okay. No. So this it said Ant-Man July 17th, 2015. So it's either going to come out in July, or it's going to come out in August. Then we have Captain America. Of course, that was announced like a while ago, May 6, 2016. Mm-hmm. I know there's been the talks of the Doctor Strange movie. Apparently, Joaquin Phoenix might be up for the role. But yeah, I already know this. Doctor Strange has been in talks in talks for a movie for a while. Really don't know the release date, though, but they did mention that it might be coming out July 8th of 2016. We all know there was going to be another Thor movie. They, it looks like they gave us an actual title for it. So we got that, and they're saying May 5th of 2017 for Thor 3. Now, this one has been confirmed. I don't know if the release date is true, but this one, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and the first one hasn't even come out yet.
If you look at Rotten Tomatoes, I think it still has like a 100% rating on it. Everyone seems to love that movie.
So, I mean, and it's great because the director, he's coming back to direct and write. I believe it's Josh Gunn, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know they've been in talks with this forever, Black Panther movie. Again, that's another one. Like, I know they've been wanting to do a Doctor Strange movie, and they wanted to be doing a Black Panther movie. This one says release date November 3rd, 2014. This one, I kind of figured they were going to do a third Avengers movie, because if you look at, the guy who plays Captain America,
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. I'm like, it's so easy and I can't remember. He already kind of told us, he's like, well, I'm playing Captain America 6 times. So we already know he's got 3 movies. The second Avengers is coming out. Obviously, there's going to be a third Avengers. Right. But this one's called Avengers Civil War. Don't know if it's true or not. If it is, this is something I kept saying like a long time. As soon as the Avengers movie came out, I was like, they better end the last one with Civil War. Of course, I know there has been talks about a brand new Hulk movie with Mark Ruffalo. He's been interested to play the character again. I don't know if this one's true. If it is, holy crap. But November 2nd, I shouldn't even say the date yet, but apparently rumor has it, World War Hulk. That would be amazing.
Yes, it would.
And I
would love to just see him, you know, just Gladiator Hulk. Think about that.
Oh no, it'd be fantastic. We'd finally get like, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Incredible Hulk I thought was a fantastic Hulk movie, but this would be like a great follow-up to that movie, especially if they keep putting everything in together with the Marvel Universe and everything like that, so you can really build the Hulk character some more with these next, you know, Avengers movies, and then boom, World War Hulk. And then the Inhumans. I think I know what this is, but do you know what this is?
What, the Inhumans?
Yeah, is that the, like, the weird, like...
Yeah, that's the mutants that live up on the moon.
Right, okay.
Yeah, with Black Bolt, the guy who can't talk without destroying a whole city.
Okay. So that's interesting. So far, the only ones that I know that are obviously confirmed is Avengers, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, the Captain America. So at least 4 of these movies that is on this list, we already know is confirmed. We already knew that Doctor Strange was a movie they've been wanting to do for a while, and same with Black Panther. I'm pretty sure Doctor Strange is going to get made after they made that little callback in the Captain America movie where he's all like Stephen Strange, so...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't just leave that out there and not do anything with it.
So, but yeah, big Marvel stuff. So apparently they talked a little bit about, they showed a little bit of footage, I guess, of both movies, Ant-Man and the Age of Ultron Avengers movie. So we'll see how that goes. I know they, I think, I don't know if anybody's posted any videos or anything like that, but...
I just did a search for him. I didn't see anything. Still nothing, but I'm sure by the time this thing's out, the videos will be out so everyone can see him.
So a lot of big stuff has been hitting. Oh, another also thing with Marvel as well is they have talked about Amazing Spider-Man 3 has been pushed back, but they're already setting Sinister 6 up for 2016. Which, I'm like, okay, so are you introducing a bunch of villains? Is Spider-Man going to be in it? I made the joke of, like, is it just the villains sitting around a coffee shop talking about how they almost destroyed Spider-Man and how they could do it?
Yeah, I don't really know how they're going to do this movie. I mean, when I think about it, I don't think... How do you do a villain movie, you know?
Well, I don't know. It's like... Because to me, it should have just... It's, like, what I've been saying for the longest time is for a Spider-Man movie, I think would be, like, what I originally said for the Tobey Maguire one. I always try to get away. That's why I'm glad, like, the Avengers... It's like, yeah, sure, it's Avengers 2, but they're really just calling it the Avengers Age of Ultron. Like, there's no 2 behind it. That was kind of like Thor, you know. Thor the Dark World was the sequel. Iron Man, obviously, went down the path of Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man... 3 and whatnot, but I always think it's kind of cooler not to put, like, really the numbers in it. And, like, Spider-Man, I always said, would have been great if they did the first one just Spider-Man. Second one should have been The Amazing Spider-Man. Next one should have been, like, The Spectacular Spider-Man. You know, all that kind of genre. But, yeah, I don't know how they're going to do a villain movie, because I haven't still seen the second one of The Amazing Spider-Man, so I don't know what villains survived from that conflict, because I know in the first movie, I swear to God, I thought the Lizard was killed, but he wasn't. So I was like, okay, so they're going that path where the bad guys don't die at the end. So if you are going to build the Sinister Six, you at least have characters still to you. So I don't know if he just arrested a bunch of the people, or the other people got destroyed, or evaporated, or whatnot. But I know they already teased at a bunch of stuff from the trailers with The Amazing Spider-Man, where you saw, like, the Vulture wings, the Dr. Octopus. You know, obviously Rhino was in the movie. All this kind of stuff. So if you think they're going to make obviously they are making a Sinister Six movie. You saw Amazing Spider-Man 2. Who do you think they're going to put in that movie, villain-wise?
All right, so obviously, you know, they teased us with Doc Ock and Vulture, so those two are already in. Electro, I don't know if he survived or not. I'd assume he's just off in some electrical wire somewhere doing something. Green Goblin, definitely. Rhino. Because, you know, they teased him at the end. So, all right, so that's 4 if you're not counting Electro. I'm going to say they're going to bring back the Lizard. And then they'll bring in another new one. And if I remember correctly, like, at the very end of the Amazing Spider-Man 2 movie, they showed, during the credits, there was, like, all, like, these little, like, symbols for each of the villains. They had Vulture's wing, Doc Ock's tentacle, Green Goblin's glider, and other stuff like that. And then there was, like, this one symbol that I think kind of looked like the little piece that you see on Kraven the Hunter. So I'm kind of hoping for him, but I'd much more rather see Mysterio.
Ooh, yeah. You know, that's actually two characters that I actually would like to see in a Spider-Man film is Mysterio and also Kraven the Hunter, because these are characters we have not yet seen brought to life. So, okay, so that's your pick. Like me, I would say Dr. Octopus. I would say, let's see, Dr. Octopus, Vulture, Sandman. I'd like to see a different version of Sandman in this one. Who else is there? Electro, if he's alive or not. Rhino. And who else is I'm thinking? Oh, yeah. No, not Rhino. Mysterio. And I'm trying to think. Who's another villain that I... Because I'm trying to go with, like, almost the original Sinister Six.
Okay.
I think it would be kind of cool to see. I mean, the other team that I did like of the Sinister Six, I think, was in the Amazing... Or this... yeah, I think it was called The Amazing Spider-Man Cartoon Show, like the 90s version.
Oh, I love that show.
But instead of having Electro, they had, I think, Shocker. I know they put Rhino. They had Scorpion. I think they had Vulture, Dr. Octopus.
Shocker. Chameleon.
Chameleon, that was the other one, yeah. I think he was in the original Sinister Six, I want to say, but I could be wrong. So, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, then again, you know what? We won't see what happens, because no one ever hits us up and saying, like, yeah, your show's awesome.
Someone should.
So yeah, so we have that coming, the Sinister Six movie as well, and then Amazing Spider-Man looks like it was pushed back, I think, to November, which is kind of like different for a Spider-Man flick. But then again, that could just be a rumor. They could have just said that, and then they might have another date for it. But I'm trying to think what else big news came out. Oh, a little thing. We'll probably jump more into this on the other podcast that I do, Codename Site Omega, the Godzilla podcast. But we have been confirmed in Godzilla's sequel. It looks like he will be fighting Rodan, and he will be fighting Mothra. Which is weird because Simon and I just talked about both those characters maybe being in the next Godzilla film, and this happened. So I'm starting to believe that I apparently subconsciously have the pulse on the whole comic book thing, and you guys should just put me at San Diego Comic-Con, and I can just predict shit, apparently, because I
heard there was also another monster for it.
Oh, yeah?
I can't remember his name. I remember someone telling me it was a three-headed dragon.
King Ghidorah?
I believe so, yes.
Oh my god, did they throw him in there? Shit, we were just talking about, like, that's actually a question for, because I think the podcast is going to go up on Tuesday, and we're going to do every other, like, we're only doing the podcast, like, two times a month. But that was our question, going, like, which monster would you like to see revamped in the new Godzilla kind of style?
Yeah, I think they had, like, some type of teaser trailer, something like that. They had those three plus Godzilla, and then at the very end, big bold letters saying, "Let them fight."
Ooh, very nice, very nice. Okay, so there's that, and then the other big monster news, apparently they're doing another King Kong movie called Skull Island.
Yeah, I heard about that too. That, didn't we just get a King Kong movie?
Well, yeah, we did get a King Kong from Peter Jackson, but that was like a good couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know why we're just getting a sequel now, maybe because Legendary Pictures just saw how well Godzilla did, and they're like, let's do another King Kong, because I think there was a sequel to King Kong. It was called Son of Kong back in the day, so, and I think it took place on Skull Island pretty much the majority of the movie. So
how awesome would it be to see King Kong versus Godzilla?
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I wonder if there, if, because I believe it was by, I want to say Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers, I think, did King Kong. I could be completely wrong on this. It actually might have been what was it, New Cinema or New Line? Because I think that's what did the Hobbits movies. I can't remember. But anyways, whatever company is really pretty much in port with Peter Jackson. But that's what I'm curious about. I'm like, is this going to be the one where you see it's you know, it's the son of King Kong or whatnot, but he's like huge. Like, he's even more massive than the actual King Kong was in the King Kong movie, and they're just trying to get him up to the level of, like, oh no, he's about as big as Godzilla, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know if they're doing, because they even, like, we were talking about this with the other podcast, the Godzilla one, we were joking around. It's like Pacific Rim has been announced for a sequel, and same with Godzilla, and they're both by Legendary, and they're both Warner Brothers. Are we going to get a mashup between Godzilla fighting alongside the Pacific Rim people while they fight you know, all the kaiju or whatnot? So this is just, again, speculation, fanboy being retarded, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, so
I would like to see that.
Dude, you have no idea how much I would love to see that. So I think that
I think I've seen the first Godzilla, though.
Wait, the original or the one that just came out?
The one that just came out.
Oh, dude. Well, it comes out September 9th on Blu-ray and DVD, so I liked it, and I'm a huge Godzilla fan, so I thought it did really well. I like the, I mean, there is, I do, I'm not saying it's like the greatest movie in the world, just because it was, I was like, I could have done without 45 minutes of human bullshit, but I liked it. It was still enjoyable. I'm trying to think what else is there. What else happened at Comic-Con? Oh, of course, we got the teaser for season 5 of Walking Dead.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that yet, but my uncle was telling me about that. He said you kind of watch it, like, several times over and over just because you keep missing things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I watched it about 3 times already, and you still find stuff that you're like, oh, shit, oh, crap, oh, yeah. So, of course,
there's something that... Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, he said there was something about Glenn and a baseball bat, almost.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, was that in the trailer or whatnot, but yeah, there's all that kind of stuff, but of course people are like, why are you bringing up Walking Dead? If a lot of people don't realize, Walking Dead is actually based on a comic book by Image Comics, so.
Yes, and I'm just going to say this, I think the comic book is better than the TV show.
You know what? You're fine with that. I actually kind of enjoy them both, and the only reason why I'm enjoying them both because they went off into two separate directions. So the comic book's doing its own thing, and the show's doing its own thing. So,
And that's the reason why I don't like to show this much, because I don't know what's happening anymore.
Fair enough. Well, that's pretty much how it happened with Lost. Everyone was on board with Lost, and they got to a certain season, and we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Also, did you hear Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be an animated TV show?
Yes. Yes, I saw that. This is the thing I thought was hilarious. A lot of people, when they announced we're going to be making Guardians of the Galaxy into a movie, a lot of people are like, why are you doing this? What the hell is Guardians of the Galaxy? Again, movie comes out tomorrow, because this is July 31st. Movie comes out tomorrow. And it's already been like, oh yeah, we got a sequel. We got a cartoon show. They've already been doing a bunch of stuff where they're going to be in games. I believe they're going to be in the new, like, Marvel Disney, game thing that they do with the figures.
Disney Infinity.
Yeah, Disney Infinity, which is funny because, like, I haven't played the first one, but that was like Skylander. I never played those. I thought about them, but then I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of creepy for a guy buying this stuff and he doesn't have kids.
I don't have kids, and I have the complete set of the first Disney Infinity game, so don't feel bad.
Okay, cool. Then I would have to ask, like, because I was like, I'd like to play the game, but I actually kind of just want to buy the figures because I really just like the art style of all the Marvel characters and how they look.
Oh, yeah. The only problem, though, with that is that, Thor, Iron Man, and Black Widow come with the starter pack for the game, so that's the only way to get those three characters.
Well, yeah, so I'm like I said, I'm most likely going to probably buy the game. Like, I mean, if it comes out for all the new generation consoles, I'm like, well, I need something new to play on my Xbox One. So I'll probably get it there.
Yes, it will be out for that.
So, now, do you have to have the original version, or is this just like its own game of just Marvel stuff?
They have announced that it's going to... They said that your Generation 1 stuff can work for the Generation 2 stuff, but... You can also buy just a whole new set for the Generation 2, I believe.
Okay.
Which is sucks, though, because, like, I can't bring the Generation 2 to Generation 1, but I can bring 1 to 2.
Yeah, you know, they never think anything ahead. That's actually, like, I like the new Nintendo thing they're doing with the little characters as well. The Smash Bros. Game and stuff. Like, even if I wasn't playing that game, like, I totally love Smash Bros., so of course I'm going to get it and everything like that, but even if I wasn't, with that, I would still buy those figures because I think they're pretty cool looking. So it's just like,
oh yeah, like I don't have a Wii U or a 3DS, but I plan on getting at least like, you know, Pikachu, Marth, and maybe Mario.
Wow, that went a completely different direction than I thought you were gonna say. Because like mine are like the top ones that I want is Link, Samus, and who is it? Probably Luigi. But the only Luigi I want is Death Stare Luigi, so don't know if they're going to make that, though.
You can paint it.
Paint it. But, so that's all the big... I would say that's all the big Marvel news, really. Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously, has knocked it out of the park. Obviously, all the movie lined up that we might get or we might not get, but at least Marvel has a plan. Not only did they did stuff for TV, movies, they did a bunch of stuff in the comic books for Phoenix Comic-Con as well, or San Diego Comic-Con as well.
Sandy Cage. You have some editing to do there.
I have a lot of editing to do on this podcast. Let's see what else is there.
Ant-Man, they announced the villain. It's going to be Yellow Jacket.
Yellow Jacket, yes. Which I'm kind of...
It's like Yellow Jacket was Ant-Man, so I'm not sure how they're going to do this. Because you got Hank Pym, who is just an old guy, and then you got Scott Lang, played by Paul Rudd, who's going to be Ant-Man, and then you got Yellow Jacket, who's neither of those two guys, and is the villain.
Yeah, what they said, I totally forgot to talk about the Ant-Man stuff, maybe because I just don't care about this movie, really, though. I mean, I'm still going to see it, but like, it's nothing like I have anything against anything. I'm just not like, I don't care about Ant-Man. I just think he's a throwaway. Like, again, him and Doctor Strange, I think they're throwaway characters. I think they would do a lot better on like a TV show. I think if you just did an Ant-Man series and a Doctor Strange series, I think they'd do phenomenal. But a movie of these two kind of characters that, honestly, no one gives a shit about. I never cared about Ant-Man until that Avengers cartoon show. Because we were able to build that character with a story arc, and now you're kind of like, oh, okay, I see his kind of views. Oh, wow, look at all the stuff, you know, like all this kind of stuff that like kind of happens to him. So, right. But yeah, originally what happens is, was it Hank Pym? Is it?
For what?
Ant-Man, the original one.
Yeah, original Ant-Man was Hank Pym.
It was supposed to be, I think, originally what happened, I guess, like what he's going to do, what they're going to do with this movie, the original Ant-Man basically is a scientist, all this kind of stuff and things like that. And then his star pupil is actually the guy who becomes Yellow Jacket. Basically, like he starts taking over his company, all this kind of stuff, kind of working evil from the inside, kind of almost like an Iron Man kind of thing where Iron Man's, okay. You know. That's how they're doing it with that. So I don't know who's going to be playing Yellow Jacket at this point. And then what happens with Paul Rudd's character basically is like it's kind of almost like the original Ant-Man is going to be like his Jarvis. So when like he has the helmet on, he's going to tell him like, oh, go this way. No, try that. Oh, do this kind of thing. So it's going to be I don't know what they're doing yet, but it's almost like this weird kind of like basically it's almost like, here, we're doing Iron Man without the coolness.
Yeah. Oh, and they also announced Wasp will be in the movie, but she's going to be Hank Pym's daughter. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little creeped out by that.
Yes. I am too now. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens with Ant-Man. Like I said, I just think it's weird because, like, you know, again, throwaway character. Fuck Ant-Man. I would say I'm going to get shit for it, but I haven't yet, and I've been bashing like Ant-Man ever since like a couple of years, like since I started this podcast. So it's just my thing. Hashtag fuck Ant-Man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying to think what else. Any other big news that happened at San Diego Comic-Con this year?
Got to see an actor playing Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet, but that's all I can think of.
Oh, yes. Who's that? Josh Brolin?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently he also did the motion capture for it, too. So it looks like he's a big part in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, he's not, like, the main villain in this particular film. But he is, like, behind the scenes, and I guess you do get to see him. You do get to hear him talk and do some actions. So that's going to be actually kind of cool to see. We'll see how that goes. So I can't wait for Thanos. That's going to be awesome. I just can't wait for that freaking movie.
We're going to have to wait a while. I mean, they did say they're saving that one there for the very end.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy, or?
Oh, no, sorry. Thanos. They're saving Thanos for the very end.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, this is all just build-up. I mean, if you think about it, it's like...
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful how they're doing it, because they're just throwing everything into the Marvel Universe. It's all like, well, how's this time... It's like you took all the little pieces from basically Captain America,
mm-hmm.
went over to the Avengers, then went over to the Thor movie, then comes into the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, because all of a sudden, like, the Collector now has, what, like, three of the six Infinity?
Well, we know Asgard has the Tesseract, or the Cosmic Cube, as I'm going to keep calling it. And then, the Aether or something that the Ninth Doctor from Doctor Who was trying to take
in yes.
Thor the Dark World? Then... I think that's it that we've all seen, because when they dropped it off with the Collector, what do you say, like two down or something like that, four more to go?
Yeah, so I know they're going to be building this, and I guarantee there'll be something that happens in the Avengers movie, something's probably going to happen in Guardians of the Galaxy, you know?
Oh, yeah, because we already know Collector's going to be in it.
I mean, we already know, like, they're going to have that end, the ending thing at the end of, you know, they're going to end it, like, at the end of the credits with something big that either ties into, you know, the Avengers movie or ties into something that's coming up. So, I mean, Marvel knows what they're doing with their universe right now. So, I'm just hoping that DC does take a page out of their book, and gives us that at the end of the movie. Gives us a little, like, teaser or something.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there any other big comic book news that came out? Again, still no word if we're going to get a Deadpool movie.
I was hoping for it. I really was.
So, but oh well, what can you do?
Yeah, there wasn't really much from Fox's side on, like, X-Men or anything, was there?
No, I think they just have Days of Future Past. It's just the Apocalypse movie that they're working on, but they've not really given us anything.
Yeah.
So, and then nothing really else. Yeah, so really it was just kind of like Sony and Paramount, the Marvel Studios. I think Paramount owns Marvel Studios, or, well, Disney does, but well, I think they go through Paramount.
Yeah, Disney. Or, I think they did.
I can't remember.
Yeah. If we're wrong, someone will call us out on it, maybe.
No, they won't. We already know this. I challenge people to call us out. Not really comic book news, but a big part of the comic book community, obviously, Kevin Smith, his trailer release for Tusk. Watched it. It's fucking creepy, and I'm actually looking forward to it.
Is Jay and Silent Bob in it?
No, they haven't been in a... I don't know. He's doing something new with this, like, kind of horror genre thing.
Ah.
But it's pretty good. But Jay and Silent Bob won't be back until, well, they had the super groovy cartoon movie, which I believe comes out this fall for Blu-ray, DVD, all that kind of stuff. I think you can watch it now on like Google Demands or Video Demand or whatever.
But wait, this is an actual thing?
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing when we're done recording.
And then you got they probably won't be back until Clerks 3, so. Awesome. I think that's going to wrap it up. Kyle, of course, as always, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger, and you can now find me on my blog at www.DeadpoolRangerTalks.com.
Very nice, very nice. Of course, you can find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. on the Twitters, at S. Mooney Jr. on the Instagrams. Don't forget to follow us, all of our pages on the 4i Radio Network. Go ahead and check out us on Facebook. Give us a like. I believe we're at 51 likes right now, but go ahead and give us a like. If we get to 100, I believe Kyle and I will come up with a swanky prize to give you fellow listeners and watchers and all that good stuff. But you can go there by going to www.facebook.com/longboxcast, all one word. And go ahead and give us a like. Tell us what you're liking about the show. Don't forget to subscribe to all the other great shows on the network. And I am not going to butcher this because I butchered enough today. So Kyle, take us out.
All right. Longboxcast. We have too many issues for a short box.
Boom. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.